You have your Bible tonight. We invite you to turn with us to the book of Revelation, chapter number 2.
Are you willing to die for it? How about that little girl in Colorado when the gunman came in her school, put a gun to her head, and told her if she still believed in God before he pulled the trigger? She said, "Yes, I do." And they pulled the trigger and shot her. I can just hear her now say, "Hello, Jesus." I can hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen. Enter ye in into the joy of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I began to research this 10 days. There were 10 definite periods of persecution to this church under 10 different Roman emperors. I won't bore you with going through the details, but I have them written down. I believe Jesus has told them in verse 10, He says, "Be thou faithful unto death." Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Where is the Scripture in 2 Timothy? Turn there with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 12. To tell you tonight might be somebody here that you yourself may be facing a trial or a persecution or an affliction. In verse number 12. The Bible says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." That's one of the ways I know I'm saved. 2 Timothy 3:12. I know I'm saved because the devil attacks me. I know I'm saved because there is persecution that does come. Amen? Now, Jesus has told us to be faithful even to the death. And He said, "I will give you a crown of life." Now, does it not say in James chapter 1 and verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him." Hey, there's a crown of life, brothers and sisters, that you and I will get if we are faithful to the end. I have seen so many people start for Jesus, and I've seen them lay down their cross and quit. And so have you. But I won't be like old Apostle Paul. I have finished my course. Amen? I fought that good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me at that day. And not unto me only, but unto all them that love His appearing. Amen. There is a crown, youngins, when you're going through trials and you're going through persecutions and you're bearing the cross. You bear the cross for Jesus. You'll get a crown in the end that you may lay at His feet. Old Simon the Cyrenian, he bore that cross in shame. But he's got a crown, amen, now, that he would never trade, which he's laid at Jesus Christ, the faithful one's precious feet. Seventhly, we see the call of Christ in verse 11. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Hey, a dead man, a lost man, cannot hear. If tonight you're counting the light bulbs in the ceiling, and you're trying to figure out how many fragments are on the carpet in front of you, and how many books is in the seat in front of you, or whether they've been cleaned or dusted or not, if that's the only reason you come here tonight, amen, you better check up to find out whether you've really, truly been born again. Ought to be paying attention to the songs of Zion. Ought to be paying attention to the prayers. Ought to be paying attention to the preaching of the Word of God. Well, that's the call of Christ. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto churches. And eighthly, last of all, we see the commitment to the church. Hey, our Jesus has made a commitment to us. He said, "He that overcometh." How are we going to overcome? even by our faith. How are we going to overcome? By the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says, he that overcometh all this persecution, all these trials, all this poverty, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Second death. And that reminds us of the certainty of the first death. The Bible says, it is appointed unto man, what does it say? It is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. That's the first death. What is the second death? Second death is a spiritual death. It is an eternal death. When a person dies unsaved, he or she, when they die, they are lost forever. There is no purgatory. We're not going to be able to pray you out. I don't care how much money you give us. You should have got saved when Jesus begged you and pled with you to be born again. But you would not. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 10, speaking of those that are lost, that have died lost, if you do die lost and you don't get saved, Revelation 20 verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their words. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Chapter 21, verse number 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Understand tonight, church, if you're born once, you'll die twice. Preacher, I ain't got your math there. If you're born once, you'll die twice. If you had a natural birth in 1960 whatever, or 43, or whatever you was born to your mama and daddy, that is your birth. The Bible says for that birth, there'll be a death. It is appointed unto men once to die. If you was born, you're going to die. And if you die without Jesus, there'll be a second death. You'll be cast off into the lake of fire to burn forever and ever and ever. If you're just born once, you'll die twice. But if you're born twice, you can only just die once. What? If you were born to your mama and daddy, that's your first birth. But one night at the church, when the man of God had preached and the Holy Ghost had convicted, and you began to feel that you needed to be saved, and you went to an old-fashioned altar and you called on Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins and asking Him to forgive you and to save your sin-sick soul by His death, burial, and resurrection, by the blood that He shed. And when He saves you, you've been born again. That's the second birth. The worst can happen to you is that you'll die a natural death, but your soul would move on to heaven. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, O death, that one death we're going to experience, O death, Philistine. Ha! Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've been born twice, the worst can happen is one death. But I promise you, when death comes, Jesus is there. When you take your last breath here, you'll take your first breath there. Lord of God, there is no sting to death. There is no victory in the grave. For the believer, when death comes, Lord of God, it don't even hurt. We just, woo, woo, woo. We just moved on to heaven, amen. Been promoted to bigger and better things. I say, what a message to a church that was persecuted, to a church that looked like they were going to die. He said, listen, I was dead and now I'm alive. And if you believe in me, you will live too. Glory, hallelujah. You stand to your feet tonight. How will they overcome? I tell you how. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Nobody looking tonight, your head bowed. Might be somebody here, sister, if you'd play. Preacher, another invitation. Yes. Are you sure you're saved? Absolutely sure. You're going to stake your life on it. You're going to stake your eternity on it. That you've been redeemed. Boy, if not, this would be a good time. Might be somebody else here tonight. You have been slandered. You have been hurt. You do feel like you've been persecuted. Family's turned against you. Friends have forsaken you. You don't know where to go or what to do. You're in one of the lowest places. I mean, people around you are shouting and praising God, and you may be one that's up a shouting, but you'll say, you know what, I tell you, I'll be honest, I am really in a low place. I feel like I'm being crushed under that weight. But God's just looking to get the grain out of you and the good out of you. I wonder if it'd be somebody, glory to God, sir. I wonder if it'd be somebody tonight. You'd slip up to the old-fashioned altar and say, oh, God, boy, you persecuted me. Lord, you've allowed this persecution to come to me. You've allowed these things to happen, oh, God. And I run to an altar tonight, God, to tell you, Lord, I believe in you. Lord, I thank you for the persecution. I thank you for the despondency. I thank you for the depression. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for the sickness. I thank you for what you've allowed me to endure, because I know it's limited, and because I know there's victory in it, because I know it's designed by you to make me better and not bitter. And I'm not going to be crushed. Because Jesus lives, I will live. I'm just bearing His cross. That's all I'm doing. Folks are moving tonight, friend. What about you? Who can come and bow and say, good news tonight, I've been encouraged. Good news, the devil's going to go on the run in my life. I'm tired of listening to him. I'm going to listen to the Word of God. Good news, good news, good news. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Lord, our God, for the sifting hand, for the sifting hand that allows, oh yes, our God allows the sifting to come, that we might be made better. Bless His holy name. Our Father and our God, we praise you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you for that little old church down at Smyrna. Wasn't mentioned much in the Bible, just one time. God, don't think much about them and what they had to endure. But God, to compare what we go through to them, we have no promise. Our citizenship and the blessings you bestowed upon us, we're allowed to keep, and we praise you for it.
God, it's not really cost us anything to serve you. It just cost us our sin. Cost us some old friends that were fair weather friends anyway. Cost us to give up beer drinking and drug dealing and drug smoking. Lord, that stuff made us sick anyhow. Cause us to have joy to serve Jesus. Now, God, here we pray. Lord, there's been some designed things happening in our life, and it's designed to make us better. Help us, God, to come out stronger. Help us to endure. We may be thrown into prison, but He said, be thou faithful, even unto death. Woo! Of us, we'll receive a crown of life. We'll not be heard of second death because we believe in Jesus. Lord, I got some loved ones on my heart right now, God. They're in danger of hellfire. They're in danger of second death. Oh, God, that you'd save them before it's everlasting too late. Here I sit in affliction. Here I sit in persecution. I'll grumble and moan and groan. But the truth be known, I'm so much better off than that which was left, he which is lost. God, I pray that the lost man be saved before it's everlasting too late. God, I pray and convict them, draw them to Jesus where they must be saved. Help them, God, I pray. Help them, God. Help them, God, to be saved. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you.